This is a real privilege for me tonight. I'm very excited to be speaking with Lenore Zann, one of the stars of X-Men 97 and the animated series. Lenore, thank you for making the time. I really do appreciate it.
You are so very welcome. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It really is a joy to speak with you. I mean, the X-Men series, the animated series. I remember it, and of course, more than just the theme song, and the theme song itself can just play in your head, on
Right. It can be an earworm.
loop. But I remember the show, and it has such a special place in my heart. What was it like for you to get the call? I think it's been 25 years or close to it since the series went off the air.
It was amazing and it was a little surreal. I had given up my acting career for about 12 years to go into politics. And I was an elected representative in Nova Scotia, which is where I grew up. Like, I'm from Australia, but we moved to Nova Scotia when I was about 8. And so I moved back home there when I was, after I'd been in the business for a long, long time, the entertainment business. I just wanted to be back with close to my family because my parents were getting older and my sister's kids were little. I just wanted to be part of the family. So I went home and I was asked to run for politics. And I thought, well, what the hell? What have I got to lose? It's like an audition. You either get it or you don't. Well, I won. And then I won 4 elections in a row. So I was a member of the Legislative Assembly of Nova Scotia for a decade. And then Prime Minister Trudeau asked me to run federally for his party. I had been with the NDP in Nova Scotia, and I really liked what he was doing with the environment, with Indigenous peoples, with human rights, with women's rights. Right across the board. So I said, sure. So I ran and I won. So then I was a member of parliament. But when the X-Men came calling, I had actually just lost my 5th election. So I won 4 in a row. And then they called a snap election in the middle of the pandemic. And we just had this terrible mass shooting in my constituency. People were just angry. They were just really angry. And I lost my seat. So I was pretty bummed out and didn't know what to do with the rest of my life, really. And then X-Men came calling. And I got a call from Hollywood, saying, Disney has asked me to track you down. And I'm like, yeah, right. And they're like, no, actually, really, Disney and Marvel have asked me to track you down and they are interested in you coming back and portraying Rogue again in a new show about X-Men called X-Men 97.
That feels sort of X-Men to me. It's sort of like reaching out to
Yeah.
the nether regions of Canada,
Right?
almost like
I know.
Logan, and saying, it's time now. We're getting the band
Yeah.
back together.
Exactly. That's what it was like. It was exactly like that. And imagine Rogue roaming around the world going, oh God, where do I belong now? Where do I belong? And then all of a sudden, Professor X, mutant, you're lost. You're scared. Come, we have a place for you. Come to the X Mansion and belong to our family. That's what it was like.
Like he had to warm up Cerebro and give a
Yeah.
call. But
Yeah.
it really is such an incredible, I mean, they're incredible characters, and I mean
Yeah,
they've
they
been
are.
around forever, and the show had such a wonderful run, and then of course they did the films. In your mind, what is it about the X-Men though? What is it about them in particular that gives them such longevity?
Well, I think people can relate to the fact that they're, a bunch of misfits. Sometimes I call them like they're like a that old movie that we used to watch when we were kids, on the island of misfit toys. They're a little bit like they're all broken, right? They all have something. And they have something that they're overcoming. But yet together, even though they might quibble and egos might get in the way and all that, together they are stronger together than they are separately. And I think that that theme is so important to young people, to teenagers who are trying to figure out who they are, And to adults as well who might be feeling lonely and isolated and like, where do I really fit in? What's my purpose? So in that sense, I think that that makes them very attractive to a wide variety of people.
It's interesting because when you put it that way, it almost sounds like there's a sense of justice for the characters, not just, being superheroes, but them, finding the people that are searching for their identities
Correct.
and empowering them is pretty amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I always talk about Rogue and The Cure, the episode The Cure when she goes to Muir Island to try to get rid of her superpowers because she wants to be normal, quote unquote, like everybody else. And at the end of that episode though, she realizes it's her unique powers, however painful they may be for her, because they mean she can never get fall in love. She can never touch anybody skin to skin. She can never be intimate. Therefore, she can never have a family, right? Or so she thinks. It's those unique powers that actually make her who she is, and that she can use them for good. And she reaches basically a spiritual awakening moment where she goes, yeah, I realize I can use these powers for the good that they can do, and I reckon I can live with that. And then she says, there ain't no cure for who you are. I love that, and that speaks to so many people.
Yeah, I love that. And I have to admit, like growing up, the unrequited love between her and Gambit was one of those first stories as a kid where, like it was like I say a love triangle. It wasn't a love triangle per se, but the fact that they couldn't get together was frustrating to me at that age. I was like, I actually wanted to see them together, but you see that tension there, and I think that's beautiful that she would be able to say, this is, there ain't no cure for this sort of that. I'm
There ain't no
sorry.
cure for who you are.
For who you are. Thank you.
Right. And
Beautiful.
I would add, nor should there be.
Nor should there be. Absolutely.
Right. But the interesting thing about the love interest between Rogue and Remy, personally, I think that in most love stories, you don't really have a great love story unless there is some kind of attention, tension, not attention, but tension between the two characters where something is preventing them from being together. I mean, otherwise, you don't really have a story,
Yeah,
right? So
absolutely.
I think that, the unattainableness of Rogue also is very attractive for people.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
no, I was just going to say, so I think that that's partly why even in your young children's minds, it's like, oh, but I want them to get together. But I mean, that's part of the drama that keeps the story going.
And there was a maturity to that show that wasn't in a lot of shows in that era. There really was in terms of its content and just the stories it was telling. But let's talk about Rogue for a minute. What is it about? How do you connect with her? What is it about her that appeals to you?
Well, she is the strongest woman in the world, sugar. I mean, she's a kick-ass woman. There's that. And she has a great sense of humor. She's can be very self-deprecating, but she doesn't suffer fools gladly. And she's sexy. And yet, deep down, she's very lonely. She's very lonely and she's questioning her own self-worth. And she's always trying to be better. She's trying to better herself and trying to help others who are less fortunate than herself. And I think those are incredible qualities that I also try to aspire to. So, I just love her. And I find that we have a lot in common, really.
I love that. I love that. Are there any particular stories, if you were writing, that you would like to explore with her, aspects of her character that you'd like to delve into?
I think that the writers that we have are incredibly creative. And you're going to see Rogue doing having an amazing arc in the next couple of seasons. I can't say more than that, but I loved every single minute of acting and performing Rogue for the next couple of seasons, and I have done them now, and I will be called back in to do more ADR for season two, which always happens. But I'll tell you, I couldn't put the scripts down when I got them. They were just fantastic. So instead of me trying to conjure up ideas that I think, I just love the ones that they've already come up with, and I can't wait for the fans to see it. I really can't. I think they're going to be blown away.
Now, I know that the show has been done for 2 seasons. I didn't realize you'd finished almost finished them both.
Well, the recording
The
part, but
recording.
we do the voices and then they have to animate afterwards. So there's so much more work to do. I mean, we've been working on season one, since 2021. So there's a
Wow.
lot that goes into it.
Oh, I didn't realize it had been in the works for that long. That's amazing.
Because I lost the election in 2021 in fall. And then I had my first recording session for the new show on my birthday, November 22nd of that year. A great birthday present, especially after you just lost an election and are going, what the hell do I do with the rest of my life? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay, I guess I'll be doing this for the next while.
Now, I wouldn't even try to ask for any spoilers. I wouldn't even dare. But I guess, is there in your mind the potential for 3 and 4, or was this sort of a 2 season mini
No, I mean,
series?
the word that we've heard is that, we got the green light for season two. That happened 2 summers ago. They announced that at the San Diego Comic-Con. And so then we went in and we've been recording season two. And the word is that they are discussing ideas for season three. And that's all we know right now. But if the show's a hit and people like it, there'll be more. You can count on that.
Well, I'll tell you, when the trailer dropped, people went nuts for it.
I know. It was so good though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it
Isn't
really
it
is.
fantastic? I was like, oh my God, it's even better than I imagined.
And the thing that amazes me, and I don't know why it amazes me, but I seeing that even the animation style feels like the old animation style. Like they kept it a true X-Men 97. As much as they could. And I think that was part of the appeal is that okay, it wasn't just a reboot and okay, we're gonna do it all CGI now, and it was like, no, we're gonna give you this again.
And they made sure they put some kind of filters or something on it to make it look like that. But when you see it like on the big screen, which now I've been able to do twice, I mean, fabulous. Like for the premiere in LA at the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood, and then in Toronto at the Comic-Con, Fan Expo Comic-Con there. The colors are so incredible. The design, it's just so clear and crisp. And oh, I mean, it's my people who love the old show are gonna just go crazy for this one. I can tell. It looks spectacular. And as Larry Houston, who is our original, director, our art director, and is a fantastic artist of it, in his own right, he says, yeah, it's so nice to see the show with Disney money. We didn't have that the
That's true. I never
first
would have thought of that, but of course, I
time around.
mean, this was a Fox produced Saturday morning cartoon, essentially. I think I can't remember whether it was daily. It was Saturday morning, was it not? Yeah, it was.
And
And
he also said that he now with their money, they can make the characters move, like they move better. Back in the old days, they had it just was really difficult to make the characters move. I'm not an animator, so I'm not quite sure of the details, but anyone who is would probably understand what he was talking about. He said it's just so beautiful to see the characters being able to move so freely now, as opposed to what he was kind of stuck with both the technology of the day and I guess the money to be able to put the time into it.
Oh, absolutely. And
Yeah.
honestly, like, this is, I've heard said more than once that this and Batman the Animated Series, another
Yeah.
obviously another show, may be the two greatest superhero series, animated or otherwise, of all time, and in many people's minds. And it really is something special
Yeah.
to
Yeah.
have that back for a little bit of time.
Absolutely. I mean, in the 30 years or whatever it's been since we first started the show, because it would have been 1992.
Yeah.
So, 1992 that we first aired on Halloween, the first episode, Night of the Sentinels. Since then, the show has been b become, along with Batman, one of the top two animated series, supposedly of all time. That's the moniker they give those two shows. And
Yeah.
we didn't know. So you didn't even know, really, right, that we were Canadian, that the actors, the original actors in the original X-Men from the 90s, are all Canadian. And we recorded it in Toronto at a place called Sounds Interchange. And we did all our 5 seasons there. And we had no idea that the show was a success. There was no internet at the time. There was no
Yeah.
social media. So we didn't have a clue. All we knew is we went in, we showed up, we had a great time, we bonded, we loved doing the show, and then we'd go home. And at the end of each season, they'd say, "Okay, well, thank you very much." We didn't even know if there'd be another season or not, And in the end, there were five, but we had no idea how successful the show was. And we found out years later, when we finally met Eric and Julia Leewald, two of the original writers, they told us that Julia said she went into Fox Kids one day, went to Fox Network, and she saw all this fan mail lined up in these blue bins up and down the halls, right up to the ceiling. And she went around the corner, and there was more in another hallway, all up to the ceiling. And she said, "Wow, what's all that about?" And they said, "Oh, that's all the fan mail for the X-Men," which we never got. So all those poor kids writing in from all over the world never got to hear from their superhero. So I say I'm so sorry to any of the fans who might have written in back then, because we just didn't get it.
Wow. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, the world is so different now in terms of
Yeah.
fandom. And this, and I know we're starting to run out of time, but I know we were talking just before about your return to Toronto Comic Con, and since you were shooting, as you said, you began in Toronto. I
Yeah.
felt like, is this was this sort of a full circle moment for you?
It really was. I've been living recently in Nova Scotia and recording my lines for X-Men 97 in Halifax. But I've been coming back and forth to LA as well to do some stuff. And I'm in LA right now for the next few months, so I wanted to be here for the premiere and everything. And there's just a lot going on. There's a ton going on for me right now. I'm also writing my memoir called A Rogue's Tale, and that'll be out next fall. Potter's Field Press is publishing it, and Nimbus Publishing is distributing, and it'll be available on Amazon as well. So I'm finishing up writing my book here. But going back to Toronto this weekend, it was the first time I've been back in Toronto for some time. It was a full circle moment, and it felt so good to be able to be there with the fans and watch the show and see their reactions and meet them and hear so many of them, tell me how we really have changed their lives and saved lives in many cases, where people felt safe watching our show, and that we taught them it's okay to be different. It's okay. And sadly, I think that we need that message to go out again, because so many people in the LGBTQ community, in people of different racialized communities, different ethnicities, and also religious faiths, are being persecuted by bigots again. It's so sad. Time for the X-Men to make a comeback,
It is true. And again, it speaks to that sense of justice. There's something about the X-Men that hits different than, and I'm not, that's not a criticism of all the other MCU and all this by any stretch, but there's something about these characters and their journey that connects with so many different people. And I think it's such a powerful franchise and characters.
And it's funny, I was just on the internet a little bit before I came on and checking out Instagram and stuff, and there were like people arguing. Somebody posted something on Facebook, one of these Facebook pages that are Facebook groups that are like the X-Men Facebook groups or the X-Men the animation series. And this lady had posted some pictures of Iman, and she said, "Oh, I just wish Iman could be Storm. I know she's too old now, but she would have been the perfect Storm." And she posted the pictures, and then all of a sudden, people were starting to like argue underneath it as to, well, what was her origin? How old was she really? Well, was she a teenager? Was she older than Scott and Jean? Or was she the goddess and she was ageless? I mean, people were getting into almost fisticuffs over the background of a Storm, and I'm thinking, do they not get it? Do they not get that this is not, this is not what the X-Men is all about? Like, we're all supposed to be in this together and pulling for each other, and it's not like, it's not supposed to be like Twitter, where everybody's at each other's throats all the time. I'm like, just can't we get learn to get along? Can't
Yeah.
we all just learn to get along?
Absolutely.
You know, and then
Absolutely.
there was the stuff about the non-binary character Morph, who can morph into
Yes.
women, men, animals, whatever. And I really loved it that the writers, Julia and Eric, and also Larry Houston, did an interview where they said, well, yeah, like, of course he can be binary, not, or they can be non-binary. Morph can shift, shape shift. And Larry Houston said, I look at it Morph as a shapeshifter, and they can be anything they want to be, which is fantastic. Again, it's like one character. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, the conversations around that particular thing were totally unreasonable.
I know. I
It
know.
really was.
Yeah.
Because if there's anything I've grew up with the, having grown up with the X-Men and what I've seen over the years, is that it's everyone's included.
Exactly.
Everybody's welcome in the
That's
X-Men.
right.
That was
That's right.
Charles's thing.
Right.
You're welcome in
Nobody
my
gets
house.
left behind.
Yeah.
Even Wolverine says that to Morph in one of the episodes when Morph is kind of going crazy and he's evil and he's trying to get back at the X-Men, or they're trying to get back at the X-Men, and then all of a sudden takes off, and Wolverine says, "Morph, Morph, nobody gets left behind. I'm not letting you run away like this." And I thought, yeah, that's good. That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
Everybody's
absolutely.
welcome.
Honestly, everybody is welcome and in the X-Men, and I feel so privileged to have had this time with you, Lenore. Thank you so much.
Welcome, Steve.
You are welcome anytime
Thank you.
to chat.
Thank
But
you. I'll look forward to hearing what you think about the show.
absolutely. And just to be clear, I think it's on the 20th. It drops on the 20th on Disney Plus.
The first two episodes.
That was my next question. It's not the whole season. It's just they're going to do
Yeah,
first
just
two
the
and then
first two
weekly.
episodes and then weekly. Yep.
How many episodes? Is it 10 for the
At
first season?
10. Yeah,
Okay.
and there's somewhere in the run of it where there's another time where they put two together, but I can't remember which ones they are, but they just felt, yeah, those two stories need to be watched one after the other. So
Oh, I
10
cannot.
episodes, and yeah, I think everybody's in for a real treat.
And you know what I'm excited about too is I get to watch it with my kids. And
Oh, really?
so
That's
yeah. So
awesome.
my
How old
kids
are
are
they?
about my oldest is 13, my youngest is 9, and the two boys, and they will love it. They will
Perfect,
absolutely love it.
perfect.
So
You know what's beautiful, coming to the Comic Cons and stuff, you see sometimes three generations. You
yeah.
see these young children who've been watching the old show because their parents or grandparents got them to. Then you got the parents and you got the grandparents. And I'm like, wow, this is great. It speaks to everybody. I'm so thrilled. Maybe we can really make the world a better place.
I genuinely hope so because I'm
Yeah.
really excited about this season.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lenore. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
No worries. It's great to be here, and I hope all of your audience enjoys the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks.